This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is Sam and Greg on this Saturday morning, 12th day of July. Thank you for letting us be a part of your Saturday mornings. Guys, we're just one more hour. We're going to tell you what's going on here. But first, good morning, Georgia.
Morning.
And a good morning up all y'all up 85 in Norcross. In Norcross on this, it turned out to be a beautiful last couple days around here. Like I said, we got some spot showers showing up from time to time, but hey, it's nice, man. And the city,
Norcross is some of the Blue Devils. We're gonna find out more about Norcross Blue Devils in our next segment.
We are,
because there's a certain person who plays for Norcross.
I know we got a guest on here, so I'm gonna keep my insignificant information to myself, but I will tell you that I am in the week 10 of my Spark Liners. Not Invisaliners, the company Sparkliners. They're like there's Pepsi and then there's Coke, and you know, this is like Pepsi, I guess. If Invisaliners are Coke, these would be Pepsi.
Okay. Well, what makes them Pepsi?
Well, because I learned this once I started wearing them. It's sort of like Kleenex. Everybody says Kleenex, you know exactly what they're, hey, give me a Kleenex, and everybody knows what that is, but right. That's not the actual thing.
The brand,
you're getting tissue.
Different brands, right?
Brands. You just want you know, some tissue, right?
There we go.
But we don't call it that. We say, give us a Kleenex. So my point is, people who would get these things because it's so identifiable with this treatment, they say Invisaligns. Invisaligners first, because that's what I thought it was. But no, they're Spark.
Okay.
Liners. Same thing, just a different company.
There we go.
Yeah, I ain't getting nothing free for it. I gotta remember saying it's like Echo Park Speedway. You know what I mean?
Right.
We gotta think about that. We gotta say it like that now as opposed to the way we used to say it. On this day where we say happy 48th birthday, Brock Lesnar.
Okay.
As we're gonna talk a little wrestling.
We're going to talk about that in a little bit, right?
That's all right. Happening. Is our guest
is here. You know, Greg, you know, this is the time of year when right before school starts, a lot of camps have gone on, a lot of clinics to give our young people instruction, whatever sport they're getting. Some will be introduced to the sport for the first time. Some have already started. You want to get them elevated to the next level. We're seeing a lot for baseball right now this week because of all the players that are in town for the All-Star game, and rightfully so. But coming up in this event for girls flag football that is just simply taking this state by storm at the high school level. And a former Atlanta Falcon is getting involved and bringing another Atlanta Falcon along with him.
Yeah.
Chris Crocker joins us now to talk about girls only flag and I am flag. Good morning to you, Chris.
Morning, Chris.
Good morning. Good morning, Greg. Good morning, Sam. Thanks, guys, for having me on. I appreciate it.
When did this idea launch in your head to really jump into this with both feet and start this program?
Well, you know, I've been involved with flag football now for, you know, 4 or 5 years, just only because I have daughters. And so, you know, my oldest wanted to play, and it was more of a social thing. And my youngest, she thinks she's Bo Jackson. So she, you know, wants to be a jack of all trades. So I got into it just because of them. And, you know, I quickly saw there were just some gaps, you know, girls not having, you know, access to training, your girls not really, you know, no one's really focusing on the skill set development and just really creating an environment for these girls to thrive. And so the platform really stemmed just from a need, you know, just from being in it and you know, being around it and getting the same questions for parents. And parents were asking me to work with their daughters only because I was a de facto expert standing right in front of them and they didn't know where to go. So right. That's exactly where the platform stemmed from.
You said your daughter's got this Bo Jackson feel about her. Now, the timing couldn't be better. Sam and I talked about this. Girls flag football begins to ascend, the timing, as I said, couldn't be better because we got an Olympics about 3 years from now. Is your daughter eyeing that, and are you preparing her for for those games, or you want to keep that under wraps for now?
Well, you know, we love the multi-sport athlete just in general. Me and my wife, we both play, you know, obviously I play professional sports, but we both play collegiate sports. And our kids are really tennis kids, but we let them play basketball. You know, we expose them to everything. Who knows, you know, as it relates to her. I mean, I think the kid has a high ceiling. It's incredibly fun to watch her. And it just reminds me that, you know, flag football is a sport that, you know, if a girl hasn't played a sport at all, you know, just to get her out and see if she's interested. I mean, if she's athletic, the sky's the limit. And like you said, the Olympics are right around the corner. You know, there are real scholarships available for mm-hmm. these kids. And so that's the real carrot now, is that, okay, there's a real pathway to higher academia, and there's some things beyond. So, you know, it's an exciting time for the sport.
Spending time on the WaitForIt.com hotline with former Falcon Chris Crocker talking about I Am Flag Football, and they are social. You can find them on IG at I Am Flag Football, at I Am Flag Football. You got another former Falcon that's coming along with you, Mohamed Sanu. What got him into this?
Yeah, well, you know, me and Mohamed, you know, we've collabed over the years, and obviously we were teammates when we were at the Bengals. He then made his way down here with the Falcons. And you know, really, it stems from already working with kids, right? You know, highly skilled, highly professional individuals like itself who played at the highest level, already working with kids. We're just doing it all over the place. And so I just said, hey, let's come together and let's really offer these girls elite training. Let's really create a community for these girls, specifically led by, you know, guys who play at the highest level or you know, high college football. And so that's how it's done. But Sanu is already working with kids, and he's doing a great job. And so, you know, all of us are doing it at some point somewhere around town.
You're looking at ages 13 through 18 for something special that's coming up in a couple of weeks. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so we have one of our first clinics out here at George Pierce Park in Suwanee. We're starting with ages 13 to 18. But we'll be getting to those kids younger here soon, but we want to really, you know, focus on the kids who, you know, middle school, high school right now. And what we're going to do in our clinic is we like to put kids through what we consider our assessment, because that's really the first rite of passage. We want to figure out, okay, where are they at? Then, you know, see the numbers and then have those conversations with the parents about where we want them to go and how we're going to get them there. So our clinics are really based on measurables, seeing the measurables, and we run it through some skill set drills. But then, hey, they go off, and then we start training them. And so that's the first clinic coming up. This is 26th, like I said, at George Pierce Park. And you can follow us on IG at I Am Flag Football, and you can also hit me directly at Chris at IAmFlag.com.
Every time I hear about former players like yourself reaching out and helping kids do anything, there's always at some point a conversation about the communication level. In other words, when you're trying to... There's always that learning curve that happens from the athlete and how they were trained versus in 2025, passing on that information, albeit very needed information, to a kid who doesn't receive it the same way. I'll put it that way. Is that a fair way to do it?
Yeah, well, you know, as parents, right, we all are delusional at some point when we talk about our kids and where they are in sports, right? We think that they're the best in the world. And that's what we should, right, because we shouldn't be empowering our kids. But I think, you know, receiving the information from individuals who, you know, right, can inspire you, right, play at the highest level or, you know, have reputations, I think it goes a little bit further. But, you know, I think just in general in sports, as coaches, we just have to be transparent with the parents. You know, it's a way to say it. We have to be diplomatic at some point. But we need to be transparent and really talk, you know, facts. Hey, this is where the kid is. But, hey, this is where we want to get them, and this is how we're going to get them there. So, you know, we're all crazy. And I think it takes a crazy, delusional parent, right, to really get a kid where they want them. So the kid is the you know, heartbeat, but the parents drive the bus.
Yep. Now, let me let you talk a little bit more about your daughters, because Greg, you know, while we're talking about flag football, he is a tennis parent, and we had, you know, we had Corey Goff on several weeks ago talking about his daughter. He's very much familiar with them. They've as far as playing a lot of tournaments. You spend a lot of time with your daughters playing tennis, right?
Yeah. So we're on the circuit, you know, the USTA. National circuit, and my youngest, she's 10, she's playing 12 and unders, and our oldest is 14, or going to be 14 here, and she's playing 14 and unders. So they don't necessarily compete against each other, but that will happen at some point. And, you know, it's a different sport. The one thing that comes to mind right off the back is just the access to elitist sports for kids. And, you know, it's unfortunate that we don't see a lot of brown and black kids out there in general, because, you know, the economics matter in tennis. And the same here when we talk about elite training, having access to those things, because kids really can't get there without quality instruction. So in tennis, me and my wife have just taken the stance that we're going to be engaged from the standpoint that we're going to listen to everything that our kids are listening to, so that when we spend time with them, we're really, you know, taking that hour that they had or that 30 minutes that they had with the coach, and we can extend that and make that another 30 minutes. And I think all parents have to be engaged at some point. Just don't drop your kids off, and you have to listen to what coaches are telling your kids, so that you can turn that, you know, like that extra time with your kids into something that, you know, makes sense, instead of you just going out there and winging it.
Do they still make you tear up from time to time, your kids, when they're doing something, whether it's a win or they get to a next level of achieving something that you've been teaching them for a while and you can see the light go on? Does that continue for you in training your two daughters, whether it's tennis or one of the other sports, where you and your wife just kind of like turn your head and kind of like you don't want them to see how they're getting you emotional a bit?
Yeah. You know, watching them develop, you know, playing sports is really – I think it's, for me, it's more special than anything I experienced in my professional career, just because, you know, you just see the steps, right? You just see, okay, they couldn't do this today, and now they're doing that tomorrow. And so those things are special. But, yeah, they make you tear, they make you cry, they make you want to go crazy. I mean, I'm wearing my Apple Watch doing some of these matches, and, I mean, they're saying I'm having a heart attack sometimes because my heart rate is so you ride the emotional roller coaster sometimes with these kids, and you just have to encourage them. You have to encourage them, but you also have to show them what hard work looks like. You have to show them, you know, the sort of pathway of how to be successful. You just don't get there. So that's a fine balance, a fine line when you're dealing with, you know, your kids, because it's obvious they don't want to listen to you. But, You know, being a professional athlete means nothing to my daughters. I mean, they would tell me with stone-cold killer face, you don't know anything. And sometimes I have to laugh, you know, because I understand the process. I might not be able to hit a ball like you, but I understand it. So it is a unique experience going through this with my kids. You know, I don't have boys that play football, but I got girls that play flag football. So that's a whole nother level of experience. And hey, we, you know, out here, you know, there's a lot of former professional athletes, just even in our league, that are coaching their daughters. And so it's super competitive. You know, we want to win. Yeah. We want to win. So, you know, it's about giving these girls access, like I said, and just really helping them thrive.
Before we let you go, spending time with former Falcons safety Chris Crocker, of course, you played in the secondary. Got to ask you about your team. You played in Cleveland and Cincinnati, but you settled here in Atlanta. You have to take a notice of what the Falcons did in the draft to get some pass rush. How much does that please you or excite you, considering you played in the secondary? You know how much that can help make a difference with the Falcons' defense this year.
Well, I think, you know, they certainly addressed it. You know, the pass rush on the defensive side has been – it's been horrible, you know, the last few years. And it's all tied together, right? Pass rush equals more interceptions. And they have guys right now in the secondary, A.J., and they got Jesse, you know, who can make plays. But you can't cover for all day. So, you know, addressing it in the draft is great. I think that's the focus. But you know how it is with draft picks. Now, sometimes it takes time to develop those guys. And it's no quick fix. You know, you just look at the defense just in general. I mean, look at the depth chart. There are a lot of spots that are open for competition. So, like we spoke, you know, this preseason is really important. I see a lot of those guys getting a lot of reps, especially those first two games. And let's see what happens. But, you know, we got to do better than we did last year on defense. And, you know, offensively, I think we finished top 10 in a lot of the categories. But that's because we had the ball a lot, you know, and, you know, we were throwing the ball a lot. So sometimes those stats can be, you know, a little, you know, subjective. But on the defensive side, we got to get off on third downs.
Yep. We'll be watching for that, folks. Chris Crocker, Girls Only Flag Football Clinic coming up at George Pierce Park in Suwanee, coming up on Saturday, July 26th there on Instagram at I Am Flag Football to find out more about it to get your girls involved. Chris Crocker, thanks so much for the time this morning.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate y'all. Have a great one.
To you, too. Good luck to your daughters moving forward. We'll keep looking at names. Check it out there, you know, see where your names show up there and start looking on ESPN, too.
Yeah.
See, they show up there.
We got another proud girl dad coming up.
Oh, and we're going to find out what is going on with Juice. And if you want to know who Juice is, you're going to have to stick around. Bo Johnson is joining us next, producer of Andy Randy, but he will be all in the mix down there for All-Star festivities coming up on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Monday and Tuesday. It is Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Hey, Sam.
Yep.
You know what you're listening to there right now?
Yeah, man.
A Les Paul guitar.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's why I want one of them. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. 92.9thegame.com is the website. You want to hear any of the interview? Hey, you heard so-and-so talk to so-and-so on Tuesday of last week? That's where you go. 92.9thegame.com. You can also go to, you can take us with you on the Odyssey app. Quickly, I want to let you know that I just resent out the casting call list. Got a fresh one. And there's a need for a gala. I'm doing this off the top of my head because I don't have it in front of me here. A gala and a street party going on. There is a street party going on. They have multiple needs going on. They need a yoga mom out there. But there is a ghetto fabulous street party. This is what their words. This is Hilton Casting putting out there like that. You need to go to the website, 92.9thegame.com/casting call, and see what they are, or get cast with Greg on X. There's also a Christmas project being shot. So that is all out there. I wanted to throw that out there real quick. And as we welcome our guest on here, bringing the band back together, Sam, did you know on this date?
On this date.
The first day, as we get ready to talk baseball, this was the day that the owners had a pretty good idea, and they implemented, and in 1954, they instituted the warning track.
Whoa.
On this day.
Many outfielder is happy that they did.
Yeah, they did. Yeah.
You know, because now you got fences, but back in the old stadium, you had walls. So you
still got one in Wrigley.
You needed something to let people know you're getting close, man.
But yeah, this is, you know, first day for everything. This is what we do here. Insignificant information, but the warning track didn't come along with baseball when they built the field back in the day. They had to come up with this idea, and this was the day they did. So, as we welcome Bo Johnson, and good morning, Bo. This is, of course, you know him from Andy and Randy, but Bo has also done a couple different fantasy shows on our station, a football one, a baseball one. I don't know what else you got going on, man. But we appreciate you joining us.
He's also a coach, man. He's a coach.
Well, we know that, but he ain't coaching. Yeah. I'm talking about at the station, various shows he does.
Okay, but yeah, he does all type of things, man. We glad he got time for us this morning. Yeah, good morning. Man. Good morning.
What's going on, fellas? How y'all doing, man? Always a pleasure to be on with you two guys.
Well, we thought of you. Obviously, for those of you who don't know, Bo was our producer for a while, and then he got too big for us. And then he had to go. He left us, Sam. Remember that? He left us and went to a whole other station.
Yeah.
Remember that? He was down on the eighth floor for a minute.
Yeah.
Then he came back home, you know. But the thing
is, where you're needed, man. You gotta go where you need to pay those bills.
Bo is gonna be out there. He will be there out at Truist for the festivities this weekend. He's doing some work out there. And so, listen, man, just give the audience a little idea of what you know they're going to be running into when they head out there starting Monday and, of course, Tuesday if they're heading out.
So the action actually starts today. All-Star Village opens up at 10 a.m., so you're about 35 minutes away. All-Star Village is going to be a great place where you can get great food. There's batting cages, the latest baseball video games, several players making appearances, signing autographs, taking pictures, things like that. So All-Star Village actually kicks off today. And if I'm not mistaken, if you buy a ticket to today's Legend Celebrity softball game and or the Rising Stars game, you actually get a ticket to go into All-Star Village too. So an in-and-out ticket today at the ballpark, as there's going to be two games. One price for the entire ticket for the Futures game and the Legends Celebrity Softball game. And then, of course, Sunday we've got the MLB draft happening over at the Roxy. And then Monday it's Home Run Derby time, followed by the All-Star game on Tuesday. Action-packed down at the ballpark this weekend.
Bo, you've had a chance to see all the preparation for this. What's it been like to see it all come together? Because you've been around it. You've seen the things that they've done at the Battery and just all around that area of town. What's it been like to see it all come together?
Oh, it's been great. So MLB actually took over Truist Park on July 7th, which was earlier in the week. The posters start going up of MLB All-Stars, not necessarily just Braves. Retail was completely flipped over to All-Star retail. So you can go in there and you can get your jerseys for your favorite All-Stars like Shohei Ohtani. But you can also get jerseys of All-Stars from Atlanta like Matt Olson and Ronald Acuna. But it's been fun to watch the ballpark transform into an MLB event. Reminds you very much of the World Series in 2021.
So, speaking of the Home Run Derby, your thoughts on the change for those who didn't know? Ronald Acuna is not going to be in it now, and Matt Olson is going to be in it.
So, you know, Ronnie said after the game last night that it wasn't the Braves' decision. It was actually his decision. It was purely just precaution. He had a little back tweak a couple of days ago, sat out a game, has not affected him on the field one bit as he hit a couple bombs a couple days ago, and then last night had like three hits too. So it just precaution. He did say that it was his idea, not the Braves. They're not holding him back from doing anything, and he is going to be starting right field on Tuesday night for the National League All-Star team. So Matty O gets plugged in, hometown hero. You love to see it for Matt Olson, too, because Matt Olson tells stories of being at the 2000 Home Run Derby, you know, when the All-Star game was last in Atlanta. You know, I don't think Chipper was in the Home Run Derby. He did a home run in the All-Star game. And Matt Olson tells stories of being at that last Home Run Derby as a fan. He probably was about 12 years old. Now he gets to participate in it. So it's a lot of fun being able to see Matty O step in there for Ronnie.
I was at that Home Run Derby. It was fish grease hot that night. And Kid Capri was on the ones and twos while Sammy Sosa was launching them out on the Georgia Avenue.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Now you made me forget my question I had for Bo.
Yeah, go ahead.
I did. I literally just went right out of my head.
Spending time with Bo Johnson. He's our guy, and he is social. I've been waiting to say that about you. You can find him at Jedi Sports Radio, at Jedi Sports Radio. Braves, you know, and let's talk a little bit about
I remember what it was.
Go ahead.
Okay, here's the thing. I was thinking as he was talking about the players on the team, and we don't have Bo on a regular basis, and I know he produces for Andy and Randy, so I don't know if you do a segment there. But what popped into my mind is if we had Bo on every week talking about this Braves team, it'd be much like Jason Longshore when we have him coming on talking about Atlanta United, trying to make us feel good about a product we know should be better but isn't. So how do you keep Braves fans from getting on that ledge right now, Bo, and talk? Well, listen, we got the All-Star game in front of us, got a second half, and stranger things have happened. But as you see this team presently constructed, and everybody, if they get back healthy in the second half, is this, in your mind, a playoff team?
For 2025 or for 2026?
No, I'm talking about right now, this
look,
year.
We are not mathematically eliminated yet, but having to go 50-20 or whatever it is that we would have to go the rest of the way to win the division, or something like, you know, some 50-30-something to even catch up to the wild card, doesn't seem very likely. Look, all I can say is this is a fun group of guys to go down to the watch. The experience of going to a baseball game at the Battery at Truist Park is second to none. I'll put it up against any Atlanta sport. It helps a whole lot win. Who we do have a much better winning record at home. We actually have a above 500 winning record at home this season. So you can still go down to the ballpark, regardless of what happens with the playoffs. You can see these guys light up the baseball like Matt Olson and Sean Murphy have been doing lately. You can go see one of the top three players in the league and Ronald Acuna Jr. I don't know what's going to happen down the road. We didn't even get above 500 in 2021 until August, but we weren't this far behind. So, look, the playoffs, if we're being honest, is looking really bleak right now, although math is still barely on our side. Fun group of guys to watch, man. It's all about taking the family down to the ballpark, and it's still going to be a very exciting atmosphere for the rest of the season to take the family down there.
And see, Sam, this is what I was talking about. We talked to Abe about this. We got Bo to confirm it, too. These guys have both said, all right, well, this is not a playoff team. I wanted to hear them say that because now the question is, which one of these guys you feel might be put into a trade package for another team.
All right,
that's looking for that player.
Look, I'm hearing a lot about Sean Murphy, and look, Sean Murphy with two home runs last night. Everybody wants to deal Sean Murphy, who supposedly can't hit. I'm not on that. You gave Sean Murphy a pretty nice contract. You still got him for a couple of years. This is exactly what the Braves want. Now, somebody that is going to be traded, in my opinion, I think that he will be on the move in the next couple of weeks, is Marcell Ozuna. As Marcell Ozuna is on an expiring contract, has hit the ball a little bit better lately. We all know that since he, you know, came out with the, I guess it was a hip tear or whatever, he has not had that great of a month of June. I think he hit like 200, 150, something like that. You could probably look for Marcell Ozuna to be traded. I don't think that I would get rid of Sean Murphy, as if when Ozuna's not on the team, and in 2026 he won't be anyway, think of the lineup you can have if you can DH Drake Baldwin and or Sean Murphy, catch the other one, keep them both in the lineup, keep them both fresh. This is exactly what the Braves want to do with their future. So I'm about keeping Sean Murphy. I can see Marcell Ozuna being moved. I can see Rozell Iglesias on the move, especially as he continues to pitch well. He's had like six great outings in his last six. Came in last night, just sent the Cardinals packing in the ninth inning with a one-run lead. You know, you can probably see Iggy on the move. His contract is expiring. I can see somebody like – the Dodgers like to do this late in the season. They'll add a closer or a setup man from somebody from, you know, I don't want to say a losing team, but somebody who's scuffling. They'll go and plug him in the seventh inning with no problems. They've done that in the past. So I can see Pierce Johnson probably being traded. He's on an expiring contract. Get back what you can for those guys. I in no way want to see the Braves get rid of any of the young talent they have locked up, like Austin Riley I've seen rumors of, especially Ronald Acuna. Like, what are we thinking here? What do we think we're going to get back for these superstars that we have locked up for the future? This is still the future of this Braves franchise. It's still these core players. Not a great season this year, but they will battle back.
Spending time on the waitforit.com hotline with our guy, Bo Johnson. You usually hear him weekdays, middays with Andy and Randy. Congrats on what you guys are doing with that show, by the way.
Yeah, buddy.
That's a lot of fun. You in the middle of that. Always enjoy listening to y'all. But we got to let you plug. We just talked about Norcross at the top of the hour. We said all the folks at Norcross, and we know that you and Juice are doing big things up there, man. Talk about how things are coming with your team, Bo.
So let's go down a trip down memory lane right here. I hope Mike Condi's not listening. But so y'all remember when a 5- and 6-year-old Olivia Juice Johnson hadn't even taken on the moniker Juice yet, I don't think. Used to come into work for me as I produced y'all show about 3 years and sleep on the floor in the program. So, fellas, we just had our first middle school practice 2 days ago. We are entering into the middle school season representing Norcross. We just came off of an all-star season with our rec team over at Pigneyville and Norcross, where we came away with a couple trophies and a couple rings. We had about 3 weeks off. We go right into middle school. I'm encouraging people. We will play home games at Norcross High School. Probably won't be but a couple because we only have a 10-game middle school season. Okay. I encourage everyone to come out. I'll let y'all know on the midday show with Andy Randy what times you can come and see us. We'll be playing at – we're going to make a little tour of our middle school team of a lot of high school softball fields. So it's going to be a lot of fun, man. But, yeah, these kids are growing up. Looking forward to see Juice Johnson pitch at the middle school level this season.
That's going to be big, man, to get to play those high school fields. It's going to be so
big. Hey, these guys at Norcross, the softball team has ceiling fans in their dugout. Imagine that. I've never played anything like this. This is the biggest it gets for me, too, as far as a coaching perspective goes. But, I'll keep you posted on all dates and times you can come see us play middle school softball. She's a fun player to watch pitch and hit. And I'll keep you posted on that. The back page with Bo on the Midday Show with Andy Randy every day at 12:40.
Okay, quickly, one thing I feel sorry for you for one aspect, and I'll get to that in just a second. But for our audience who don't know why we call her Juice, her name's Olivia Johnson. Short, they call her OJ. And so the nickname just followed, and so that's why we call her – well, Bo calls her Juice, and then that lands there. But let me tell you something about his daughter, Sam.
Yeah.
I feel sorry for Bo.
Uh-oh.
Because, you know, we saw her as a cute little kid, as he just mentioned. She'd come up to the station, and she and then now she's getting older, middle school. But she's a looker.
Oh, yes, she is.
And when you got a looker, that makes daddy lose sleep at night, right? That's what I'm saying. That's why I feel sorry for you, man, because she's got that it thing. Last time I saw her, you know, and then,
She's a sweetheart. She's a competitor. But she is such a sweetheart.
But she gives daddy, you know, those daughters give daddy sleepless nights.
They do grow up fast. I'm not even trying to think about that yet, Greg.
Hey, man, listen, Bo, thank you as always. Enjoy your time out there and pace yourself next couple days out there to Truist.
Hey, will do, fellas. Like I said, anytime. It's always a pleasure coming full circle and coming on with my my first set of mentors here at 99 The Game.
And once again, before we leave, give everybody the numbers where they can check out where your information is going to be at. What's your social media?
You can find me on I Am Social,
yes.
All social media platforms at Jedi Sports Radio. That's Jedi like Star Wars Sports Radio. You can catch me tomorrow night, the Bo Johnson Experience, at 6 p.m. on 99 The Game. You can catch me on the back page with Bo Johnson on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy every day at 12:40. You can also hear me a little bit on the Steakhouse from 9 to 11 Monday to Friday as well.
He didn't even talk about LSU baseball, but that's okay. We got to go.
He understands this because we're getting yelled at by our producer.
Take care, man.
Noel's getting crazy. That's Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com is the website. Check it out if you want to hear some of these interviews from this past week. You heard Andy and Randy talk to somebody on Tuesday. The Steakhouse talked to somebody on Monday. Dukes and Bell talked to somebody. Whoever it is, that's where you go to check it out. You can also take us with you on the Odyssey app, Sam and Greg, on this Saturday, the 12th day of July. Sam, we got to get out of here quick.
We didn't get to talk wrestling with Bo.
But no, Noelle's doing, she's doing, like, this is one of those days where everybody, it's a specialty weekend around here. We got people working that don't normally work. We got the morning shift following us. They're going to be out at Murph's. Mm-hmm. Cobb Galleria, so go check them out. We're going to have a presence throughout this weekend leading up to the All-Star, Home Run Derby first, and then All-Star Weekend, and Bo just broke that down, all of that. So, again.
We got stuff today. You got the Futures game, and you got the celebrity softball that's going on. But I mentioned wrestling. We didn't get to talk about it. It is WWE Saturday night's main event that's going on at State Farm Arena tonight at 8 o'clock. So that's and it sold out. It's like everything else around here. It's sold out this weekend, but folks are still coming into town. It's still going to ride around. But that's sold out, just like the Dukes and Boots, the Boots on the Ground out of the Echo Park Speedway. They're expecting 40,000 people. I'm told it's sold out, y'all. Because you don't have a Beyonce concert. And I've seen all this video of her flying around on a gold horse while singing. It's been amazing. Noel, you got time to come.
Good luck talking to her. I'm going to let you do that.
Well, I'm going to let her say something this morning.
She's kind of busy today.
She hadn't given us her usual greeting.
That's what I'm saying. She's fussing at us for talking too much.
I know. But
She was fussing at us for talking to a producer. Too long.
Yikes.
Right? Let's just move on, Sam.
Okay.
Let's just move on. All right, I'll give you something that happened on this. As a matter of
on
fact.
On this day.
I had heard something last week. It just made me just stop and think for a second. Benji Molina. You familiar? You remember Benji Molina?
Mm-hmm.
Benji Molina, during his career, he's a Hall of Famer. Played for the Cardinals, I believe. And, they had the Molina brothers.
Okay.
Yadier was one. Benji was another. I can't think of the third one. I think it was Harpo. Anyway.
No.
Benji did something that Hank Aaron, Willie Mays, Barry Bonds, Babe Ruth never did. Benji Molina hit for the cycle.
Whoa.
Did you know that those four guys never hit for the cycle?
Never hit for the cycle.
That was a stat that was brought up this past week. Babe Ruth, Willie Mays, Hank Aaron, Barry.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Barry Bonds never hit for the cycle, but Benji Molina did.
Did, was successful.
Benji Molina almost voted almost the slowest person in Major League Baseball during the time he played. I want to see that triple.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, somebody had a little trouble coming up with the ball, huh?
That was one. The other thing in baseball, and this is a programming note that you guys get a chance to check out, maybe record it and check it out in a couple days. It'll be running. But you know what's airing tomorrow night? I think it's on ESPN. It's a documentary called Southpaw. And I've been talking about this for the longest time. I thought it would be a movie. Cool, I'll take a documentary. But Southpaw, The Life and Times of Jim Abbott. Life and Legacy.
Oh, man.
Jim Abbott.
Okay.
For those of you who don't know who Jim Abbott is, shame on you, especially if you're a baseball fan. But if you don't know who he is, like, that's understandable. It's been a minute since he played and what he did. But Jim Abbott was born without a right hand, I believe. I think he threw left-handed.
Right.
He did not have a hand. But he made it to the majors. And he had this way of adjusting. And just go and Google Jim Abbott. But Jim Abbott, while he was with the Yankees, threw a no-hitter.
Yeah, he did.
Everybody else can kiss you know what. No, I don't want to hear no more excuses. When you see this dude, given the struggles that he went through, everybody makes each other. And there's a lot of people who are born differently than the norm, if you will, right? But they persevere and they have successful lives. And when people come up to them and talk about, well, how did you make it with this or that? And they don't even think about it.
Right.
Right? So, again, this is called Southpaw, Life and Legacy of Jim Abbott. It premieres tomorrow night. On ESPN, you want to check that out. I want to throw that out there.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Stock cars are rolling out west for the second week in a row. It's a road course. Last week is Chicago. And Shane Van Ginsberger, the guy from New Zealand, who's dominant in Chicago, he's on the pole for the Xfinity Series race today, of course. You know, our guy Adam Alexander is going to be working feverishly doing the Xfinity Series today at 4:30 and tomorrow on Turner for the Cup Series race. I think that thing starts around 3:30 tomorrow. So they're in wine country in Sonoma, California. Cool. Uphill, downhill, left turn, right turn.
Oh, man, you got me thinking about it again.
Well, no, what's wrong?
This would have been my weekend. Well, I did it for 4 years. That was enough, for 3 years. I'm really not missing it out there because I know things change thanks to Aaron Rodgers, but this is the weekend of Lake Tahoe, the American Century Championships.
Oh, man.
Remember, I was out there. Man, there still is no more beautiful place to pull into. And I still say the way to do it is you can go to Lake Tahoe, but if you stay in Lake Tahoe, it's just congested. I mean, just think of trying to maneuver around New Orleans during Mardi Gras or something. They only got one, you know, main street that takes you through the city, so it's packed this particular weekend. So what we did after the first year, I discovered Reno was only about 45 minutes away. And so you stay in Reno. They got like these three casinos attached together, but they got all kinds of hotels there in Reno. And then you take that drive, and when you come down from the mountains into Lake Tahoe, Sam, there may be better and more breathtaking views in this country, but I can't think of any other place that could be more. And you don't use that word either in many, you know, situations, but this is one of them. It is literally breathtaking when you drive down into Lake Tahoe from that road from Reno into to South Lake Tahoe, by the way, which is where all the stuff is happening. So again, just made me think about it when you said that a second ago. Sam McGregor again, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9 The Game. You mentioned NASCAR.
Yes.
And what's going on out there at Atlanta Motor Speedway, too, this weekend. Yeah. Did you mention that again?
I mentioned that. Okay. Dukes and Boots is happening out that way. One other NASCAR note, though, I did find out this week that the Clash is returning to Bowman Gray Stadium in Winston-Salem. They're going to have it there again next year. They felt like it was a great success there, so they're going to be there. I think the sponsor is Cookout. So you get some milkshakes and some hot dogs and hamburgers as you go in for that, I suppose. And
what's wrong? I thought that they moved it from the Coliseum to make it mobile. So maybe, okay, so one more year where they're going to have it this year. But are they going to make this thing and bounce it around?
I think so. I think that's what they want to do.
It's like the NFL class. Draft?
Kind of. I mean, to start the season and being in different places, I think that's the thing, the idea. And maybe they're sizing up another football stadium that they can do it in. I think that was a big hit as we get set to see the Braves head to Bristol to play baseball in a few weeks. So, I mean, so it's all about having these facilities, finding new and different things to do with them. We're talking about what they're doing with Echo Park Speedway.
Right.
So I think maybe sizing up another football venue. I don't know which one would lend itself to it. I mean, and think about the Los Angeles Coliseum. They're getting ready to have it being involved with the upcoming Olympics. They're not going to run track in there unless they put the track back in. They took the track out several years ago. So they haven't run track in there, I guess, since the last time the Olympics was there back in the 80s. So, but, you know, what other place would lend itself to do what they did for several years for NASCAR in a facility that we now know as a football facility and have a race there? But they're going back to Bowman Gray, which is also a football stadium. Winston-Salem State plays their football games in the infield of Bowman Gray Stadium.
Could they do it at a college stadium?
They could. It up to what college would allow it.
There you go.
College football stadiums are such sacred cows. Yeah, they really are. And you know, nobody wants to do anything in there but those games and graduations. That's about all you see happen at college, at the major colleges. You know, you used to see concerts at Georgia Tech, and you will see them occasionally. I think they're talking about trying to have a concert again in Athens. I'm surprised they don't do more concerts at Sanford Stadium. But like I said, college football stadiums are sacred cows. I can't hear of anything going at Bryant-Denny Stadium over in Tuscaloosa or at the Big Horseshoe at Ohio State. They are there to be used five times a year or whatever, you know. So that's what it amounts to.
Yeah, no, you're right. I'm trying to think of little used locations, but yet still you like.
I would think somewhere like where they do the pin relays in Philadelphia.
Okay.
Where they do it somewhere like that. That's a big stadium. That's that huge. It's huge stadium there. So somewhere like that to have NASCAR in Philadelphia. So I'm thinking someplace like that, right? So you know, we'll see what they look at. They're sizing up places because to have done it successfully, and NASCAR seems to be in a mode right now to see what's next. I mean, they're bringing their fans into streaming. They're just doing some new and different things, and they're open to it right now.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of and when you said it, it was top of mind, but then logistically, it would. But I was thinking when you talked about the colleges feeling how they do, the first one I thought of was up in Tennessee, especially with NASCAR's footprint in that state the way it is.
You ain't going to Neyland Stadium.
That's what I'm saying. Well, you said that.
Like I said, the college football stadiums are sacred cows. I tell you, you could do somewhere like the Cotton Bowl Stadium in Dallas. But I mean, although you got races going on, you know, you got a track right there in Arlington, Fort Worth. But that's a place. I don't know how often the Cotton Bowl Stadium is used. You know,
because it's a one-off. Do you think that a place like, and again, right around the corner is the gold standard? But you know, there ain't many other places that got us more land than Disney World.
They had a bit of a track at Disney World at one time, because there was a driver experience that you could go on down there. I don't know, if that, you know, back when they first started having sports events at Disney. I don't know if that's still there or if they would care to do it. But that's so close to Daytona, too.
Well, that's what I mean, because they're so close to that. But it's just a one-off. It's like 1 or 2 years, and then boom, they're done. It's not they're really going to mess up that footprint.
Yeah.
And, by the way, you're keeping everything.
Everybody that goes to Daytona stays in Orlando.
That's what I'm saying. You're keeping everything from a business standpoint. The state of Florida, I would think that would be a no-brainer if they could pull it off there. The revenue that would stay in that state for the weeks between those two.
Yeah.
Anyway, listen, Sam, we will be back next week. We apologize for the short show, but we are getting ready for a jam-packed weekend of events going on in this city and 92.9 The Game, doing what we always do.
Yep.
We give it to you from all sides. So coming, doing a Saturday show, if you will, the morning shift. They're going to be out at Murph's at Cobb Galleria in just a few minutes. We want to thank Noelle. And apologize to her because we've been making her crazy, Sam, this morning, you and I.
I know.
So you got to say something nice to her.
We've been bad. We're going to be better. We apologize. If everybody in town, be safe. Get out and enjoy the activities, but be safe.
Be very safe. We will talk to you next week again. It's the morning shift up next out at Murph's. Go out there and enjoy them. It is Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Take us with you in Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.